you, Lord. As we stand in the midst of the garden, you are the lily, the Father's perfection of grace, the Father's perfection of rest. Today, we lay down in the green pasture. Today, our works, our toil, our labor, all surrendered into the grace that you give it. You crown us. Wisdom giveth unto our head the ornament of grace today. We cease from all the toil, the striving. In this realm there is no striving. In this realm there is no flesh. No flesh will glory in the presence of the Father as we step into the garden of the tree of life. We thank you that you came that we might have this life and have it in abundance. You clothe us in the glory of this life and the light and the grace and the freedom and the liberty. We put on the life that's coming out from you. We put on the grace. We put on the dunamis. You clothe us all today in the dunamis. Creative power flooding our spirit, clothing us with the might, and your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Today you clothe us in the forevermore pleasure. The joy comes in the morning. We are this day abundantly satisfied with the fatness of your house. You maketh us to drink of the river of your pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light we see light. We're clothed in the light. See yourself walking up into the midst of all that glory. See you walking up in the midst of transfigurating life. You came that we'd have this life, this eternal, pure, unadulterated life, and have it in an abundance. Today, you clothe us in the abundance of resurrection life. Today, the leaves coming off from these trees, these green leaves overlaid in the white glory, the medicine of the nations. New leaves every month, never dull. Today, we receive the medicine of the nations in recognition that our bodies have been legally raised from the dead. In a quasi state of resurrection, we present this body to you. The law of sin and death, sickness and disease has been severed and unplugged from our body today. We loose any effects of it. We are no longer bound to the world system. The body we wear is a purchased possession. It is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You've purchased today. Quicken it with a life. Quicken it with a glory. Quicken it with a medicine of the nation flowing down our head into the countenance. Today, all process of aging has been removed from our body. that you wash our countenance. For you now stand as the health of our countenance, and the dew of youth rest upon us. The dew of youth, that all the process of aging has been severed, that our body is renewed every day under the administration of this life, of this medicine that's flowing into the heart, into the immune system. Flood the immune system. Baptize with the glory and the medicine causing absolute immunity from all sickness, infirmity, disease, virus. No plague comes nigh the dwelling of our household or body. That our body is full of the medicine flowing into the heart, distributing life into the cellular level of our body, causing a blood transfusion of divine life flowing out from the marrow of our bones, flooding into the cellular level of our body, flooding into the organs, clothing every part of our body with divine life. We receive it in the digestive system. We receive it into the central nerve system, flowing down the spinal column, adjusting the discs, the ligaments, all pain being removed and washed from the body, bringing our body into a harmonious order of the kingdom of God. This body dwells now in the harmony of divine health. Our bodies dwell. Our bodies drink and receive of the medicine of the nations. Our bodies receive the quickening this day of the life, the pure life, the unadulterated life, the glory that's in you, the joy and the pleasure that's in you, Lord. The glory and the fullness and the dunamis as we take today, grant me an eagle, Father, to lift everyone in this house on the wings of this great eagle. You lift us up into the realm of your glory. You lift us up into the realm of the high places. You lift us up into the realms of the Father's glory, into the realms of the place that you have prepared for us, the room, the realm of the glory, the realm of the love. For we see that we have been given this inheritance to dwell in you and be with you where you are. In your glory you have given unto us. As we are in you today, Lord, we are all now encompassed into the Father's woe, into the Father's room. We stand in the midst, Father, of the glory of your love. We stand in the midst of the glory of your light. The Father of lights encompassing all of us in the glory of your marvelous light. Called out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Called into the realm of your glory to see, Father. To understand, to be loved. To be made whole as we offer up our soul, our spirit, and our body to you. To be loved. That you love us, Father, with an everlasting love. We thank you for the great love. Ooh, it's, Father, it's so glorious. Clothe us. Overshadow us. Be thou our exceeding great shield today. Undergird our soul into life. Undergird as we give our spirit to you, Father. We give our heart today. We're clothed in the majesty and the glory, Father. As you open an expansive heart, we come up now. As we stand before you as sons, we are now follow you, Lord, into the ascension of joint heirship, to sit where you sit, to be clothed in all that you are clothed in. For you ascended up before the Father, and the Father crowned you with glory and honor. Today we enter into the inheritance of joint heirship. You come out this day to meet us with a blessing of goodness, to set the crown of pure gold upon our head. Today we receive the glory and the honor of a restored dominion. Today we receive the crowning that we are crowned in you. We are joint heirs. We are kings and priests inside of you. That we sit down in the royalty, clothed in the royalty, clothed in the dominion, the restored dominion that Adam walked in, the restored glory, we're clothed in it. You set the crown of the seven eyes of omnipresent omniscience and the seven horns of omnipotent dominion. Everything's perfected. We wear the perfected crown that you received in your ascension. I marvel, Lord, that we wear the same crown David wore, yet perfected in you. That we're born in the lineage of kings, of the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Church of Philadelphia, where you set before us. After the house of Judah, you have the key to the house of David, and you set before us the open door. Everyone in this global church has access to the crown. Reigning kings and priests, we wear the glory of David's throne, of Solomon's throne. We wear the inheritance of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, all born, all that carried the glory and buried in Mount Hebron, from which this crown was forged for David. All the DNA, all the inheritance, all of it is in us, for we are the seed of Abraham. And we're heirs of all of it. Our generation is heirs of the whole thing. We wear the dominion. We wear the joint heirship. We wear your glory. We put on the seven inheritances and recognize the seven spirits of God is with us for dominion. And the seven inheritances of dunamis, creative power, Father. Generational wealth, omniscient wisdom, supernatural Kratos strength and might, honor, the glory that is from above, and all the weightiness of the spiritual blessings, all encompassed today in this realm with you. This encompassing realm of glory, this encompassing realm of dominion, all that we might do your will, Father, all that we might do your will, that we might read the book, that we, Father, have access to our book in you. You've opened our book. Your thoughts towards us are more numerous than the sand of the sea. I bring the seed promise of generational inheritance to you. I can bring the 7 days of light. I can bring the promise of the Father's house. All that you have spoken, this apostolic king priest government, your thoughts toward it is more numerous than the sand of the sea. Today, I stand in the book of generational inheritance. Today, I come to stand over my home. Now, I want you to move out from this place in your spirit. I want you to stand over your house in the spirit. You've been given dominion over the works of his hands. He set all things under your feet. You have to have an elevated position here. As you stand over your home, I want you to draw a circle in the spirit around your home. I want you to name that home by address, whisper it before the Father. Father, I stand over 14026. Stand over your home, name it by address. This is my household. Today, I stand in your dream, in your vision, in your destiny, in your purpose for my household. And all that I will do, all that will be done, all that it will become. Today, I ask for the release of the myriad, innumerable company of warrior angels to flood the perimeter of my house, to flood in, to build and establish the ladder for which they ascend and descend with constant operations of heaven. I say and speak that heavenly encounter is a norm within my house. I say and speak that angelic encounter is a norm within my household. I say and speak now, Father, thank you for the release. I see the angels flooding into the living room, into Carson's room, and Victoria's with the encountering angels. I see the healing angels, the warrior angels, the keepers stationed. No plague comes nigh the dwelling of our house. Not one day of sickness among us. No destruction at noonday cometh nigh. No visitation in the midnight hour of darkness. The sweet presence of the Most High dwells. The angels keep guard. The angels, the breaker angels. The angels that encounter, the worshiping angels that stay in the prayer closet. The angels of government, the one that stands by my side, that creates the governmental harmony, an administration of governmental harmony, that this home will never be a burden, and the next one either, and the one after that, none of them will ever be burdened. For this is the land that you care for, Father. For your eye is upon it from the beginning of every year to the end of every year. Your eye, your glory, your favor. I've caught your favor. I am the apple of your eye. My home, my children, my wife is the apple of your eye, Father. The administration of harmonious heavenly operation is fluid, it's full, consistent. I see him flooding your children's rooms. I see him flooding. See you setting that anointing upon your husband's pillow when he sleeps. Speak. Divine dream, divine encounter, divine awakening. Our sleep is sweet. I see the encountering, Carson. I see you encountering Victoria. I've seen you stand in her room, Lord. I saw her wake up and walk into you. And I saw you take her up into the Father. They all follow into the blessing and the glory of the generational inheritance that we carry. I loose the glory of this inheritance into our household. I loose today. I see the blessing now has come over 14026. Today I see all the chain of debt, poverty, lack, need. You can do this for your ministry too. And destruction. I see that it no longer belongs to the systems of Egypt or the Babylonian system. I see that it's been circumcised when I came out from the Jordan with a circumcision of Gilgal. It no longer belongs to the world. I present it free of all encumbrance, free of all debt, free, Father, of all the Ishmaels, free. I present it to you, Father. I present everything paid for. I decree it. I see us writing the check to the mortgage company. I see us no longer carrying mortgage. We are the blessed of the Lord. Blessed in the city. Blessed in the field. Blessed coming in. Now I see, as we have been praying, Father, heavenly encounter with the invention, divine intuitiveness. Wisdom has come into our home, bearing the tree of blessings, bearing the tree of generational inheritance, awakening us, assigning the fields, assigning business that does not entail work, toil, or labor. That goodness and blessing are now in favor is being drawn to me. That I sit in a seat of favor now. And suddenly you show me this generational prosperity inheritance is suddenly knocking on my door. Ideas, witty invention, business without toil or labor. For you give us the cities and homes in the promised land that we did not build. You filled it with all good things we did not fill it with. You, Father, give us the olive yards and the vineyards. We didn't plant them. We're not laboring over them. We only come to reap. We are the reaper generation. Wisdom openeth the eyes of our understanding and presenteth opportunities. We are a seedbed of favor and opportunity. I see favor and light. I see favor and opportunity. I see the open and effectual doors. I see wisdom has come and brought the table of the king to my house. I see now the Bana is an operation that I can see beyond time, that I can see beyond the order of time, that I can move in to markets. I can move into investment transactions. I can move beyond time and know the end from the beginning. For I see that you have given us access to the glory of Him that is to come. I see that we've gone out surveyed the field. We walked the breadth, the length of it. We stood in it for months on end. We stood in another state, having been given the access. Oh, Father, open the eyes of these heirs that are in this house today, of the numerous possibilities that are in you, Father, not something conceived out of the soul, the divine design of the book. For you bless us today with the blessing of generational inheritance, and you grant us today the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that you flood the eye of our heart with divine design. I do not need mammon's permission to prosper. I do not need another man's report. Father, yours is plenty for me. For you author today a brand new day, that we are blessed in the city and blessed in the field and blessed coming in and blessed going out. And as you begin to stand in these realms and praying for the wisdom and receiving the light, and Father, we thank you for the creative dunamis power that floods. And I want to move you into something that maybe God designed to me. I want you to move into what he has designed to you. As you stand in there every day with an expectation, he makes the way where there is no way. You giveth the favor, Father. Wisdom has opened her doors to sit down at her table. Today, I just want you to see abundance flowing into your home. I want you to see today a river of abundance, enough to do what he said to do. Enough. I want you to see that project, that calling, that purpose. I want you to see what he spoke about it. I want you to enter into it. You can see it. Enter into the desire. Acclimate to the desire. This is your field. Stand in it. Stand in that position and claim it as yours. This is my field. Father, as I stand in this, some of you may be standing in a field at your house. Maybe you're standing in a media field. Some of you may stand in a ministry field, or a business field, or a business venture, or stand in the midst of it and lay hold of it. We are worthy to receive, for you have made us to have dominion this day over the works of your hands. I lay hold, stand in it, claim it as yours. I want you to say this word: I am worthy to receive this. I am worthy to walk in it. I want to hear you. I am worthy to walk in the fullness. I am worthy to be a blessing. Father, I ask you to bring them to stand in a field, to shift everyone in this house from needing the blessing to being the blessing, making us the head now and not the tail, above only, not beneath, first. Today we stand in the position as head. Some of you may have very specific things you're seeing right now. Stand in what you see. Rehearse. Acknowledge it. Say, Father, I see that this is what you told me to do. And say what you see. Just acknowledge it before him. I see this is who you said I am. Now agree with it. I agree, for he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and he's a rewarder. Now believe the Father's a rewarder. Believe that he's going to take you into this field and walk with you and perambulate. And as you begin the acknowledgement every day of what you see there, you'll start seeing specific events. You'll think it's coming from your mind, but as you begin to acknowledge it, the presence of the Lord will come around it. The presence of the Father will come around it. And as it comes around it, say it, agree with it, see it. Stand back in your field. I'm going to give you a moment here to do this. Stand, see the glory all around it. See the favor all around you. See the angels all around you. See the crown of the seven spirits of God with you. See that you're not alone. Acknowledge, I'm not alone. I'm standing, Father, in my purpose. I'm standing in the midst of my God-ordained destiny. Father, I acknowledge. Now bring that dream. Bring that vision, that word, that desire. Bring it to him. Whisper it, represent it to him. I need to hear you at least whispering. Do you want to get your mouth moving and your eye focused? See it. Say it. There you go. See the people involved with it. See the effect of it. Go past the manifestation. Anytime you see something, acknowledge, I see that you have given me this. I see I'm clothed in it. I'm filled with it. Saturate. Now I'm going to show you how to do this over this church. Father, we stand over this house today. I see that circle drawn and the whole cylinder is flooded with a glory. I see the innumerable company of governmental angels that have flooded this house for the administration of every part of this government, apostolic, prophetic, pastoral, evangelistic, administration, government, financial administration, intercessory prayer administration. I see the eight operations forging and forming now as apostles are coming out and prophets are coming up and pastors and teachers and evangelists and the ministry of helps in governments and the ministry of the diversity of tongues. I see the administration flooding into this house, an army that will not break rank. I see the great warrior angels that encompass the perimeter of this property. I see the healing angels that walk up and down the altars. I see the angel of governmental harmony. He is the head. I see him giving instruction, keeping harmony and order. I see that all backbiting and division has been quenched from this house. I see, Father, this house is generating expectation and hope born out from you, and faith is building corporate faith, corporate hope, and a corporate unity and a corporate love that's building. And the dunamis creative power that's flooding the house, and the unity and the glory now, and the revelation is being assimilated now. I see now a body of assimilation where brand new believers coming in that know nothing about the culture of this house are suddenly assimilated into relationships, assimilated into training, equipping, teaching. They're assimilated into the online Bible school. They're assimilated into a full-blown Bible school. I see the different voices of maturity in the house speaking into their life, prophesying. I see the Sozo Ministries expanded with great wings. I see the wholeness of soul and the wholeness of body and the wholeness and the wisdom, the financial wholeness and the wisdom. Suddenly, baby are coming in with teeth, chewing meat that they could not understand. Suddenly, they have the divine understanding of the weighty things. Is the meat now is being distributed from multiple members and multiple leaders, all operating in harmony. I see multiple prayer meetings during the week. I see them. Each prayer meeting has a design to get the new ones to the next place, to the next place, to the next place. I see the Reaper angels coming in now. They're coming in as those that are breaking loose and moving out into the Father of Lights. They have come up into the mountain. I see, Father, you have exploded their spirit. And you have taken them into the glory of where you are, Father. And they see the glory and the brilliance. And they've taken the seed, Father. And I see you, Father, multiplying and causing that seed to grow in them. And the books are opening. Everyone's book is opening now. It's the book of life. It's the book of glory. Father, suddenly they're walking in their book. And now the day of demonstration has finally caught up to us. For I speak these things, and now there's demonstration and there's manifestation coming out from the Father's realm. And now suddenly corporate faith is set in, and the glory of the corporate faith, that people come in with no faith, suddenly have great faith. Because they're living on our faith and eating from our tree. And suddenly they break through immediately. They break into the love of the Father. Suddenly the provision of the Father and the glory of the Father and the wholeness and the fullness, for it is a house of salvation. I see we have favor with the city. I see they're sending us the COVID patients. For it's a house of creative miracles. I see you, Father, dreaming with us the way you're dreaming with me around the crown. Oh, if I could jump to the miracles, you know I would, Father. But I have to do this. Father, you're going to open the miracles here. The creative realm of the Father's miracle. Suddenly, without advertisement, everyone's hearing. Suddenly, Father, they're bringing in the lame, the maimed, the poor, and the blind. And they're encountering your glory in the middle of the day. I see people lined up around the walls in the middle of the day saying, I don't want to leave this place. I see the manifested glory of the Father's has come down to dwell with us. I see the administration of deliverance miracles, creative miracles, and the worship. Oh, the glory of the worship that's flowing out from the right hand of God. Oh, the worshipers that you seek, the ones that worship in spirit where you are, and in the life, and they're coming out with a Zoe life, wearing the eternal life. I see transfiguration happening. People are coming out clothed in transfigurating glory. I see them coming in one way and they come out the other. I see, Father, it's a house of great benevolence. So many kings are functioning in fullness. Rivers of generational inheritance are flowing, of provision are flowing, Father. That lack and debt has been eradicated from the borders of our sanctuary. I see a house of discipleship of the right hand of God, that we get very good at it, Father. That we're very skilled at getting people to the mountain, to get them introduced to the glory, that we are a house of the friend of the bridegroom. We are the friend of the bridegroom. We are here to prepare the bride, servants to the great bridal company that will ride the white horse in this last hour. We see the glory, Father, of all of this realm. We see the beauty of this realm, the glory of this realm, the fullness of it. Father, every day we come in, the seed expands. A house of kings, a house of priests. I see the oil of unity flowing. A beautiful house of governmental harmony. That all division was put down. Pride was put down. Idolatry put down. All of infirmity and virus and sickness and disease is put down. It's a house of the living presence of the Father, where there's an angelic army with us, a whole army. Legions are with us, waiting, bringing in, drawing the next harvest of sons and daughters that will not live their life in distraction, that will not live their life sealed by religion. They will come in and have all limitations taken off. They're not here to serve a man. They're here to find you, Father, and your will, and your glory. I see the sons of light coming out, the sons of fresh oil, the continuous oil resting upon them. They operate day and night in the midst of the glory. I see them being sent out, pastors coming in hungry, and teams are sent to set their house in order, to teach them the new way, the living way, the way of the right hand of God. For you now stand with a man of thy right hand. You stand with us in the earth. You're with us. The seven eyes are with us to go forth into all the earth. I see the great media station. The media. Oh. When people are confined to their homes, they're not confined. They're going to be caught up with you, Father. They're being caught up. You can take any circumstance and turn it to the good. Now they're ascending up into the glory, and they're writing a new script for their life as you're painting a brand new image in them. You're painting a panoramic image of the glory of their book, and they're learning to dream. I see, oh, the glory, Father. Just had a mass flash of light come across. I thought someone opened the door. Whew, I think that was an angel that walked right past me. I think there's an angel of inheritance in here today. I thank you, Father, that you're granting us the inheritor angels of the promised land. the ones that are giving us the new provision, the new fields, the new enterprises, the new opportunities. For manna is ceasing, the promised land generational inheritance is beginning, and it will flow like a great river. Oh, we've been there with you, Father. We've been in the river. We've been on the other side of the river. We've seen the effects of its blessing upon people. We've lived in the love of it. Father, set the vision and the destiny of this house in the intercessors. To learn how to pray from a seeing realm, from a realm of the glory. As today, that image is being infused into their spirit. The great waters of creative life, everywhere these waters flow, everything that's dead will live again. And the other waters flowing into the great sea of commerce. Father, we thank you for the glory of this hour that's at hand now. For the kingdom of heaven is at a at-hand position. Now as you do this more and more and more, there's going to come a day that you're going to have an encounter with the Father. And you're going to know that He gave it to you. Don't try to manufacture that day. You'll know that you know that you know. Jesus said, you'll pray to the Father and He will give it to you. Ask and you will receive. Stand praying, believe that you receive. There's going to be a formal authorization. When that happens, you come to me and I'll tell you what to do with it. Because that's the next level before the great manifestation. Don't ever forget that day. It's the greatest day of your life. When the Father gives something out from this realm, it transforms generations, it transforms atmospheres, it transforms you and everybody around you. This is not the limited realm. You keep your desire in front of Him every day, perambulate it, and you'll see Him get involved with it. You will feel His love on days. Absolutely, just feel His love. All He's doing is transferring His heart to you. You'll feel His glory on some days, like you feel in here. You'll feel victory on some days, like it's now. You'll feel living, and all of a sudden, man, that was glory. Man, I tell you hundreds of times that He's transferring the realm of the impossible to you. He's transferring dunamis. He's transferring His creative image, His life, His creative book into your spirit. It has to get down. You're the carrier of it. The authority and dominion has to transfer to you. And then you're going to speak it into the earth. You're going to come back out of that realm that you see, and you're going to command this realm to follow you. This is an inferior realm to the glory of God. It's going to follow you. You're going to command it to bow and the mountains to part. You're going to command it to conform to the image of where you are, where I am in Christ, in the I am of the Father. You will conform. Because you're going to come out with faith. You're going to come out with glory and life. You're going to come out powerful, full. Don't rush it. Every day you paint with God, He's transferring the book to your spirit to give you the authority to walk in it in the earth. There is a day you'll get it. And then there's a day the Lord's going to do it. He says, my Father will give it, but I will do it. The Lord's the performer. I'm starting to lose my voice. I've been at this a while today. I'm not losing my voice. Praise God. Father, I thank you. He's the performer. Against hope. You believe in hope. Stagger not at the promises of God. Strong in faith, giving glory. Him that promised that He is a performer. He will perform it. He's a finisher. He that began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He's a completer. He's the author of your future, but He'll finish it. Him and the Holy Spirit are going to manifest it right in front of you. Don't rush it. You're plowing a new field. He's a rewarder. Know when you begin this journey, He's a rewarder. He's going to reward you openly. He's going to reward your generations and your children and your sons and daughters. Your spiritual sons and daughters are all going to get rewarded. He's a rewarder. He's big. He's got a huge, loving, grand heart. And He'll put you in front of people that don't know how to believe Him so you can be the blessing for a while until they get to know Him. That's what Jesus did. Thank you, Father, for this glorious day. Thank you, Lord, You will do this. I know You will. I know that You will do it. You began this good work. You will bring it to the full completion. And yet that's only the beginning. Woo! We hadn't even got to the 7-year run of the White Horse yet. We're just dreaming on a house right now. Wait till we get to the 7-year run, where the White Horse goeth globally. There's a lot to dream, my friends. So, get with it. Get you some. Amen. Let's give Him glory. Let's give Him glory. Let's give Him glory. I want to put that, it's strong songs. I'm going to jerk you out, Graves to Garden, because you're coming out of a grave and coming in a brand new garden of life. Graves, you're going in the royalty of God. You're the only one that'll limit you in this realm. You're not going to do this. He is. But you have a part. You are the carrier. You are the agency of transference. He's got to get it down to you. The Father's great heart has to come down here through you and with you. Oh, such a future. Such a blessed, glorious, amazing, powerful future.